Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, and for making it a part of your day, on Yom Shlishi, the fourth day of the month of Menachem Av. Today is day 662. That so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. And may Hashem please watch over the Chayalim, our brave soldiers. Heal the wounded, comfort all those who, the families, and for all those who have been lost, and give strength to all of us. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Binyamin Friedman of Congregation Ariel in Dunwoody, Georgia. Saw Rabbi Friedman a few months ago when I was in Atlanta. Always great to spend time with him. Rabbi Friedman will share words of Devar Chizuk, which will be followed by the slow recitation of the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. These are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew and then translated into English. And Rabbi Friedman will lead us the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, for Tzahal, the Mishaberach for the hostages, for the Chatufim, the Shruyim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, where Rabbi Friedman will pause for about 30 seconds, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the Daily Tehillim Call Reminder email, subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link, ou.org/Tehillim Call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Friedman.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman. It's a pleasure to be back on this call once again. I'd like to share with you all a Devar Torah in words of Chizuk, particularly for people who say Tehillim. People who daven. We all need Chizuk in all parts of our life, but people who daven and say Tehillim also need chizuk. And that's who's on this call. So I'd like to focus particularly on that. And I'm going to thank a Rabbi Moshe Kormornik, he assembled this vort. We all know anyone that says Tehillim is probably tangled with the question of you daven, and then what happens in the end. And we all have come to various answers and explanations of that. All the tefillos are not lost. They're all there. But I'd like to point this out and perhaps open another angle to that very central concept. In this week's parsha, after Moshe tells them that after the debacle of the Meraglim, you're not going into Israel, you're going to stay here in the desert until the whole generation dies out. Of course, some people couldn't accept that. And they said, no, we were wrong. They did teshuva, and they went to try to invade Israel. And Moshe said, it's not going to work, and certainly it didn't. And they were defeated by the Amorim. When they came back, it says, v'teshuvu v'tivku. This is in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Mem Hei. They came back, and they cried, lifnei Hashem, before Hashem. V'lo shama Hashem b'kolchem. Hashem did not listen to your voices. Here they were davening and crying, and Hashem did not listen to them. He did not listen to their voices. He did not pay attention to them. He didn't hear them or listen to them, actually. The next pasuk says that they stayed in Kadesh many years, equal to all the years of all their other travels, which Chazal point out, they ended up staying there for 19 years. And one might wonder, why does the Torah point out that they stayed there for 19 years at this point? Just tell us Hashem didn't listen to them, and that was it. The Nesiv tells us that the Torah is making a very important point here. And the point is that even though their prayers for being allowed entry into Israel were not answered, Hashem did answer them in a different form. And the form that he answered them was by allowing them to stay put for 19 years, to not have to be dragging around from one place to another in the desert, and they could settle, and they just had peace and tranquility, even though they were condemned to stay in the desert. But it's a bracha that they could stay in one place. So that's the idea. We don't know how Hashem answers our prayers. Sometimes he answers them in ways that we don't understand, and that's what the Nesif says we're being told. There's a famous story about Rabbi Arya Levin. A woman came to him. Her husband passed away after many years of illness, and she was very distraught. And all the davening, what happened to all the davening? You know, did it all go to waste? So Rabbi Arya Levin told her that when the time comes to leave this world, you're going to go up and stand before Hashem. And Hashem is going to take out a container, and in the container will be every drop, every tear that was shed, that by person, Hashem saved all of them. And he's going to tell them, do you know what these tears are? I saved them, and I used them at my time and in my place and in my calculation. And although we may have shed tears for this or that sick person, or for situations like their hostages and situation in Eretz Yisrael and all kinds of distressing things, we may have shed those tears, and they may not have been effective for the particular thing that we were shedding tears for. Nonetheless, Hashem saved all of those tears. He used them in their right time and in their place, in their right place. And as we know, so many things happen, so many miracles. We hear of terrorist attacks that are foiled. So maybe we were trying to save hostages, but maybe a terrorist attack was foiled somewhere else. We don't know. Rav Shimshon Pinkus takes this just one step further. And this is what I believe is the very important message for all of us, to know all at all times. There are times that you and I are in severe danger. We really, really need tefillos. However, we might not even know it. We might be totally oblivious to what's going on around us, certainly to what's going on in Shemayim. And we could be in a very, very serious situation, and it doesn't even occur to us that we are. We should be really davening like crazy, and as we're asking other people to daven for us, but we're oblivious to it entirely. It's at moments like that that Hashem can bring out the flask, the jug that has all of those saved up tears from other times that we daven for other things, tefillos that were answered or maybe not answered, and we prayed and prayed and prayed and someone passed away or something like that. And then Hashem can still bring out those tears and use them for us, and we're oblivious to the fact that they were even used for us, our very own selves, not for some other place that Hashem wants it, even for us. And therefore, Hashem takes the tears out of our own treasury and can use them for us. So we have to appreciate that as we say our Tehillim, and we have to realize who we are saying them for. We're saying them for the people right now that we're going to daven for. We're going to recite names of Cholim. We're going to talk about hostages. We're going to talk about Achenu B'nai Yisrael, Kol Beis Yisrael. And yes, it should go for all of them. And if it doesn't go for all of them, particularly Hashem will use it somewhere else. And actually, the somewhere else might even be for us, our very selves. Okay, so now let's turn to the Tehillim. We'll start off with Perek Chaf. I'm going to begin with Perek Chaf. Lam Natzeach, Mizmor LeDavid. Yadcha Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, U'mitzion Yisadeka. Yizkor Kol Minchosecha, Vo'olasecha Yedash Nesela. Yitein Lecha Chil Vavecha, V'chol Atzoscha Yimalei. Nuranana B'shuasecha, U'v'shem Eloheinu Nidgol, Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha. Ato Yadati, Ki Hoshia Adonai Mishicho, Yaneo Mishmei Kosho, Bigvuros Yesha Yemino. Eilav Orechev, V'eilav Asusim, V'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir, hema kor'u v'nafolu, v'anachnu kamnu v'nisodod, Adonai Hoshia, Hamelech Yaneinu v'yam karenu. Tehillim Chav Gimel, 23. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai ro'i lo'ech sor, b'inos desha yarbiseini, alme menuchos yinahaleini, nafshi yishovev yancheini b'maglei tzedek, l'man shemo. Gav ki eilech b'geitzo moves, lo ira ra ki atoi modi, shiftecha mishantecha, hema yinachamuni. Taroch lefanai shulchan, neged sereroi, dishanta v'shem en roshi, kosi revaya. Achtov v'chesed yirdefuni, kol yimei chayoi, v'shavti b'beis Adonai, v'yorech yamim. Tehillim Kuf Chof Aleph 121 Shir Lama Alos Esoi Nael Heharim Me'ayim Yavo Ezri Ezri Me'im Adonai Osei Shamayim Vo'aretz Al Yitein Lamot Raglecha Al Yonum Shomrecha Hinei Lo Yonum V'lo Yishan Shomer Yisrael Adonai Shomrecha Adonai Tzolcha Al Yad Yiminecha Yomam Hashemesh lo yakeka v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeifka v'oecha me'ata v'yad olam. Tehillim Kuflamed 130. Shir hama'alos nimamakim krasicha Adonai. Adonai shima v'koli. Tihiena zecha kashuvos lekol tachanunoi. Im avonos tishmor ya, Adonai mi ya amod, ki imcha haslicha leman tivare. Kivisi Adonai kivsa nafshi, velivaro hocholti. Nafshi ladonoi mi shamrim laboker, shamrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai achesed, Beharbe imo fedus, behu yivdes Yisrael, mikol avonos sov. Tehillim kuf mem beis, that's 142. Maskil le David, hioso bamaros fila. Koli al Adonai azok, koli al Adonai azchanon. Eshvoch lefanav sichi, sarasi lefanav agid. Bihisate palai ruchi, V'ato yadata nesiva si, bo rachzu ahalech tamnu fachli. Habet yaminu re'ei ve'in li makir, avad manos mimeni, in doresh lenafshi. Zahati elecha Adonai, amarti ato machzi, chelki be'eretz hachayim. Hakshiva rinasi, ki dalosi me'od, hasileni me'roidfai, ki omsu mimeni. Hosea mi masger nafshi lahodos hashmecha biyachtiru tzadikim ki sigmo alai. Now we'll say Achenu as we do after we say all of our tehillim. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim b'tzoro v'shivya ha'omdim b'im b'yam u'b'im b'yabasha amokam yirachem aleyam v'yotzim mitzoro l'yorovacha me'afela l'yora u'mishivud l'geula Hashta Bagala Vizman Karib Vinomar Amen. As for our brothers, the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may Hashem have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom now, swiftly and soon, and let us all say Amen. Now it's Fila for our Chayalim. The Mishaberach for Chayalei Tzahal. Mishaberach Avoseinu Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Hu Yivarech Es Chayalei Tzahal Ganali Yisrael. Vanshei Kochos Avitachon. Homdim Al Mishmar Arsenu V'yarei Eloheinu. Mikvul Alavanon Vad Bibar Mitzrayim. Umin Yam Agadol Alavoho Arava Ba'uchol Makom Shehem. Vayabasher Bavir Uvayam. Yitein Adonai Yosavinu Akamim Aleinu Nigafim Lifteham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'yatzil Es Chayalein Mikol Tzara V'tzuka V'mikol Nega V'machala Yishlach bracha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yideihem. Yadber soneinu tachteihem v'yadrein b'cheser yishua v'ateres nitzachon. V'yigoyam b'hem ha'kosuv ki Adonai Eloheichem ha'holech imachem lehilachem lachem imoyveichem l'hoshia asem v'nomar amen. Now a Mishra Berach for the Shvuyim, for all the hostages. Mishra Berach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Yosef Moshe Aaron David Shlomo, Hu Yivarech V'Yishmor V'Yinsor Es Nedrei Tzvaha Ganal Yisrael U'Shvuyav V'Yaskol Achenu Hanesunim B'Tzoru V'Shivya V'Avur Shekol HaKol HaKadosh Hazem Yispalel B'Avuram HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimale Rachamim Aleihem Yoseim Mechoshech V'Tzalmovas U'Mosro Seihem Yinatek U'Mimitsuko Seihem Yoshiyem V'Yoshivem Mehira Lachek Mishpecho Seihem Yodu Adonai Chastov Niflosov L'Zei Adam V'Yikuyem Bahem Mikro Shekasuv U'Viduye Adonai Yishuvun U'Vo Tzion Verina V'Simchas Olam Al Rosham Sosom v'simcha yasigu v'nosu yogon v'yanacha v'nomar amen. Now I'm going to conclude with a Mishra Berach for our cholim, and I'll give everyone an opportunity to insert names when I pause. Mishra Berach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron David u'Shlomo hu yivorech v'yirape es hacholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem L'achlimam L'raposam L'azikam L'chayosam Yishlach Lahem Eheru Fuhu Shleim Ben HaShemayim V'chol Eivarim V'chol Gideim Estav Shar Chol Yisrael Refuas HaNefesh Refuas HaGuf Hashta Bagala V'zman Kariv V'nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Friedman. So great to hear your voice. We certainly look forward in the year to having you back on the program in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember, even during these difficult days, that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a safe, wonderful day.